Track 5. Unit 5. Listening. Part 4. Multiple matching. Speaker 1.
It's embarrassing, but when my best friend told me she was getting engaged, I felt like I'd been hit by a ton of bricks. We'd been such good friends since childhood, and I didn't want anything to spoil that amazing relationship. I feel really guilty about it now, but although I smiled through gritted teeth, I left my friend in no doubt she'd let me down. To my shame, I kept that up for a few weeks until I realised how much my friend and I needed each other and that it was my own behaviour that was tearing us apart. So I made a concerted effort, day in, day out, to be happy for my friend. And it seems to have paid off. We're still just as close as before, maybe even closer after my decision to put my friendship before my ego.
Speaker 2.
The most disgraceful news I've ever received was when I was told I was being made redundant by SMS after being a loyal employee for so many years. A few days later, I received a phone call to explain it had all been an administrative error. And I wasn't being fired after all. But what should have come as a relief served instead as a wake-up call that my employers could be so callous and incompetent. That's when I knew it was finally time to go it alone, an idea I'd been toying with for years. Since then, I've been my own boss, which is a far healthier way of organising my life. Looking back, it's infuriating that they treated me that badly, but at the time, it was as if it was happening to someone else.
Speaker 3.
My dream to become a vet dates back to my pre-teens. You see, I'd been pestering my parents for years to get me a puppy, and it had become something of a battle of wills. When they finally relented, you might expect me to have felt overjoyed at the news, but I'd never believed my self-centred wish would come true. When it did, to my shame, I felt a sense of dread. Would I really have to take it for long walks twice a day, all by myself, as I'd promised repeatedly? Eventually, I got over my qualms, fulfilled my obligations, and discovered the satisfaction of taking responsibility for other living creatures that depend on you entirely, which seems to have been what set me on the path I ended up on. As for those long walks, my parents often joined me, so they were nothing like as lonely as I'd imagined.
Speaker 4.
Throughout my childhood, my parents had pushed me towards a career in medicine, just like my self-satisfied so-called genius older sister. Whenever asked about my plans, I'd mindlessly repeat the mantra about becoming a doctor, without questioning what I really wanted. But when my school leaving exam results arrived, leaving my career plans in tatters, my parents were knocked for six and weren't exactly supportive in my hour of need either. As for me, it dawned on me how much I'd been privately dreading medical school and that, for the first time in my life, I was free to choose my own path. I still had no idea what to do instead of becoming a doctor, but I realised it was a decision I'd have to take for myself.
Speaker 5.
When a national newspaper announced it was looking for a young person for a 3-month unpaid internship, I sent off my application immediately, never in a million years believing I stood the faintest chance, and waited nervously to hear back. Eventually, I got the news I'd been dreaming of. I'd been accepted. It was only later that I started thinking through the downsides of working for free, which would have meant asking my parents to support me financially, something I was reluctant to do. After a great deal of soul-searching, I turned down the offer. It was one of the hardest choices of my life, but the right one. I realize now the value of weighing things up properly. Shortly afterwards, I landed a well-paid job with a rival paper, so it worked out perfectly in the end.